You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions
apply. See website for details. Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This next thing I want to talk about is academics going on flagrant too. He had a conversation about Charlamagne the God in which I took and said, yo, this is nasty work. Oh my God, this is some of the most nastiest work I done seen in a long time. This conversation ensued and started in a place that I think was interesting. Academics tends to come up and he just fires people's name off that he knows you kind of don't like. I guess this is him updating the fans as to where you guys stand. I think some of the fans appreciate asking some of the things that may be off limits. I think some of this shit need to be brought to the light, to be honest. Like, some of this shit need to be talked about. But at the same time, these conversations get into a very weird place. And so what is this conversation about? Andrew Schultz says Charlamagne Tha God is the greatest radio host of all time. Academics pushback. It's a lot of dynamic points being made in this conversation, so this may be a long one. Schultz was cooking. Ack was looking. I want us to pay attention.
Are y'all cool with the JBP? Joe Budden podcast?
Are we cool with them?
No, and animosity.
Shade is coming. This is white people shade. You can tell. You can tell.
Yo, white people. Why are you looking at shade when it's just honesty? Like, cool with no.
You know he gave you credit recently.
With all due respect.
I think him and Charlamagne's beef, I don't know what it is. He came on my podcast, he said, you're the star and Charlamagne's your liking. Which I don't like that.
He's using my success to get a Charlamagne.
Exactly.
But Charlamagne's the greatest radio host in our generation, without
one of the
a
greatest
doubt.
Talkers.
Other than Wendy.
Nobody's, yeah. No, Wendy doesn't come close.
What?
No, Wendy doesn't
Charlamagne
come close.
Has had a longer run than Wendy.
Charlamagne when he was hitting.
Charlamagne is the greatest radio host. Charlamagne is the greatest radio host in our generation, is not a question. And probably,
I guarantee
objectively speaking, probably the greatest ever, if you really wanted to look at it. Probably the greatest.
Is him or Howard?
It's only him or Howard that you can talk about.
Wendy is the GOAT.
Let's do some context setting really quick before we move any further. When I went on the Brilliant Idiots about, I would say, 5-6 months ago, There was a conversation that ensued about me and academics. A lot of these talking points you see pop up now, right? You see they try to sneak them in without acting like, you know, they try to put the talking point in there. What we heard alone, say, just regurgitate it. First thing I thought when I heard this, how can academics be the person that argue against Charlamagne being the greatest of all time in radio? Why would he argue that? A couple things went through my brain. I'm like, yo, this isn't making sense to me. And then it rung. Academics is a habitual line stepper. Pay attention.
All that said,
Wendy Williams had a daytime TV show that she can still go back to now.
You don't understand.
You're on the internet too much, bro.
He's international.
So you're telling, hold on.
Like, Charlamagne's international.
You're telling me that.
Like, you don't understand.
You don't understand.
You don't understand.
Let me tell you something. Like, Wendy was popular at a time where hip hop existed primarily, and it was digested primarily in America with the Breakfast Club and the YouTube channel. The Breakfast Club was the only access to hip-hop commentary outside of America.
When I talked about hip-hop platforms and I talked about, like, you know, like Shade Room and shit like that, put like this. What Wendy Williams had in terms of when she went to mainstream TV, like midday type of shit, I'm sorry, hip-hop doesn't come close. And I'm talking for me and anybody that's been in hip-hop.
What I'm
It just dawned on me that this guy believes he represents all of hip hop. He keeps saying for me or anybody in hip hop as if like he's the ceiling as far as hip hop goes. Bro, wake up, reality call. DJ Academics can't keep a fucking deal. What part of that don't y'all understand? The math ain't never mathing. This is why I don't like that Andrew Schultz, and Schultz is my guy, think he's brilliant. I don't like when he puts Ack on this pedestal, because I'm telling you, Ack isn't one of the guys that understands this stuff. Even if he understands music, culture is more than music. Hip hop is more than music. Hip hop was breakdancing. Hip hop was beatboxing. Hip hop was a lot of things that was outside of music. Why the fuck would we listen to someone who has participated in none of those things? I can accept people say that's where I get my hip-hop information from. Great. That's that. But the hip-hop voice that can't keep a deal? Charlamagne been on 20 years or some shit. I'm still waiting on somebody to explain to me when I went on Brilliant Idiots and broke down that DJ Academics cannot move his audience. DJ Academics is only drama farming. DJ I broke this stuff down. They said I was hating. I never hated on the little dude. He's a shrimp to me. Like, he's a no mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to Loon, you whack. So I never even viewed the little dude like that. I look at the little dude like, yeah, he one of them. And I'm one of those. You feel me? So I was pondering in my mind why Academics had this kind of flavor in his conversation as it pertained to Charlamagne. Like, what is he talking about? Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams? Shout out Wendy Williams.
Hip-hop, it does not come close.
What I'm saying,
if you think it comes close otherwise, if it came close, Charlamagne would be hosting a midday television show.
That's also a TV show. You're talking about a TV show.
Also,
he said radio. He said he's the greatest radio host. You're talking about a TV show.
Well, we're talking about skill at that point.
No, I'm talking about greatest radio. The only person you could compare Charlamagne to is Howard Stern.
I'd probably give it to Howard, but that's
now. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. Howard came up at a time where radio was way more dominant. Charlotte found a way to take radio programming and compete with everybody on the internet. He turned radio into TV. Now, Howard had a TV show on E! That's kind of how most of us knew Howard.
The only thing I would push back with that...
Let me say this with all due respect to Howard. Put Charlamagne on radio at the same time as Howard back in the day. Nobody says the name Howard Stern ever.
Put like this. If we're talking about just like that type of shit, inflammatory, making a wave, like Star was that.
Now you see Academics reduce it down to Star was that, but he, for some reason, he didn't ask Star for his first interview. This is what I'm saying about selective memory. This is what I mean about not remembering how you got where you are, what walkways you took, what pathways you took. you bitch ass nigga forget your way. And so I know you niggas don't know your way home. You got lost on the way to where you were going. To where you forgot where you come from. You was knocking on Charlamagne's door to get in the mix. To have a conversation with him. Not Wendy Williams. But set that to the side. Because that can be the case and you still can feel how you want to feel. I want to deal with some of the other things. Number one, I went on Brilliant Idiots with Andrew Schultz, Charlamagne the God, and I said what? DJ Academics is a beneficiary of right place and right time. I said there's no real value in what he does. It has no playback value, and that's where all the real value is, right? The live thing, the ad don't really work for that. What business model works for that, I don't know. The live thing, right? And I'm not talking about once it's tweaked in its current form. The live thing, what works? What business model works that ad companies would want to invest in that? Somebody let me know because I don't see it as of yet. Is there money being made? Yes. Are there subscribers being bought? Yes. Are there subscribers being gifted? Are there donations coming? Yes. I'm speaking of in the realm that we all operate in where you can take it to Sprite. Where you can take it to one of these big companies and you're not big as Casanet. If you're somebody like Academics that deals with drama farming, how do you attach a company to that? This is what I was saying the entire time. And I spoke to that. We didn't have any notes. And so it was a freestyle conversation. Don't know if it was lost.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up.
The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
In translation or not, I think that some people took what they could from it and others took the fact that, oh, how did that happen so quick and who is that and why did he say it? They'll catch on later. We don't have time to continue to explain who we are and what we do. If you can't feel it, then you ain't got to have it. But I brought to the forefront that, yo, I believe he's a right place, right time guy. Before the tech was developed, before it was crowded in the paint again, I contribute myself as being one of the only podcasters that came up. Matter of fact, the only podcaster that came up without a co-host while it was crowded in the paint, oversaturated market, and still made my way up the ladder of this podcast industry. The only one to do that. He was a benefactor of the right place, right time. You know, sometimes you get the girl because you work with her. Right? Sometimes you meet the love of your life at work. And she wouldn't have got with you if you met her at the mall, if you would have met her at the club. She wouldn't have never even fucked with you like that. But because you met her at the job and she spent so much time at the job and she got familiar with you, you've been placed in a great situation. Now, this next part of the conversation is where I think it really gets slippery. I think Schultz and academics back and forth was interesting. Schultz make great points. And so I want to give him an opportunity to place his point out there and academics place his rebuttal. Let's do some context setting around this. What happens is Andrew Schultz continues to reiterate and explain that, yo, Charlamagne Tha God is in position to be the only one. Him and the Breakfast Club entourage were the only ones that were able to take that audience from radio and put it on YouTube. Let's get in the middle of that conversation and add to it. Pay attention.
But,
son,
hold on. Charlamagne is the evolved, better version of that.
White people didn't know who Star was. Mm-hmm. Asians didn't know who Star was. Indian didn't know who Star was.
Hold on.
No, and listen, and I woke up to Star and Buckwild every morning.
But when you compare people to Howard Stern, now we got to talk about the ability to move an audience. Because Howard Stern said, hey, I'm going too motherfucking serious. Everybody come there. Now we got to talk about impact in terms of that. So now you have to equate anybody you're going to mention with Howard Stern in moving an audience. And the only thing that's why I said Wendy is because Wendy was operating on daytime or whatever her slot was, and she brought people to TV. You now have to tell me anybody else beside Howard Stern who has brought an audience from A to B, which is a different medium.
Charlamagne, YouTube is TV.
Like when I hear the conversations that come up in the culture surrounding content, right, and the contracts and some of the stipulations, right? Sometimes I even go into these arenas and I try to even dumb down my understanding because I'm trying to see about what people know. When I hear them speak about this, I'm just like, I'm so befuddled. I'm flabbergasted. I would argue that Charlamagne and the Breakfast Club taking their audience from YouTube was significant, if not more challenging. Because again, it's essential to consider a couple of different things. You have to consider the context of media consumption at the time. Although it was changing, this change involved what? Not only transition the audience and move an audience, but now you got to cater the content differently for people that digest the content on YouTube. This is a younger audience. You got to be more savvy. This speaks to how savvy and digital savvy they were. Even Flex and a lot of them people, but in particular, Charlamagne and Breakfast Club. So you don't just change the platform. You have to adapt the audience, adapt the content style. You have to do two things to be able to do that. And it's rough for me to hear people that don't consider that. They say move an audience. These people that's listening, they're not even looking. And of course, some people would be interested in some of the dynamic interviews, but we was betting 1,000. We were creating people on that. People would come through that with a little name, and it'll elevate them because people were watching to see those conversations. That means we catered the style of that content for the consumption of that audience on YouTube, as well as simultaneously serving that audience that listens to us every day without the visual element of our content. This is my point about that. Pay attention.
Because I know about moving audience.
Yeah.
And I know how difficult it is.
But you also don't.
Also, before we move on to this next point, let me rebuttal and push back on another point that Academic said. He spoke to Wendy Williams and her pop-up on TV and how she was able to move her radio audience to TV. And then Schultz argues that, yo, you know YouTube is the new TV. So I think it's like nearly 4 out of 10 people. So nearly half the people consider content that they watch on YouTube as the same as TV. That's why some YouTube people will run out in public and people say, that's the dude from TV. Even children, that's the dude from TV. Even you, they look at YouTube like that. Some people will mess with the people on YouTube, especially the younger generation, quicker than they'll mess with the people on TV. And so the impact of YouTube and those visual elements, the outside of traditional VOD is paramount right now.
Understand.
Hold on, I'm not saying the Breakfast Club didn't exist and still exists, and they're amazing on YouTube.
Bro, I don't think you know the strong. Like, where'd you grow up? Where'd you grow up?
Please.
Where'd you grow up? I need to know where you were a kid.
Well, at least in America, I was in Jersey.
So you grew up listening to Hot 97 or you didn't? How old were you?
Both, yes. From 10 all the way up.
Okay,
yes.
So you grew up listening to Hot 97. Because that's where I grew up. I listened to Hot 97. Hot 97, I mean, is a shell of what it was.
Yes.
Because of one human being.
No, of course.
His name is Charlamagne.
No, I mean, Wendy's run, bro, we're talking about Ebro in the morning. Like, I'm sorry to say.
No, Ebro's like, now.
You
we're talking
you
about.
You don't understand the hip-hop.
Star
the
Buck is Hot 97,
Hot 97, bro. Like, Hot 97.
Flex is Hot 97.
Hold on. Wait. Charlamagne was competing with at the same time. Let's be honest.
He was Cypher Sounds, Rosenberg.
Come on, bro. Like, come on. Like, my dude, I'll kick them around now. Like, come on.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. For some reason, when Andrew Schultz is talking about Charlamagne and Wendy Williams and some of these kind of names, the Academics nigga keep popping up out of nowhere. Man, I wish I could pop up. Man, every time it's like, yo, every time they talk about, yo, Charlamagne and Wendy Williams, well, I couldn't even get your motherfucking ass back in there. Get your motherfucking ass back in there. It's like he popping out. Where's your boy DJ? Get your motherfucking ass back in there. He pop out trying to tell somebody Biddy. Man, you know Diddy. Get your motherfucking ass back in there. He pop back out. Man, you know the record. Get your motherfucking ass back in. Nobody listening to that shit. Get your mother. You ain't can't compare to what these guys doing. They selling out shit. You can't keep a deal. Get your motherfucking ass. Every time that shit was making me mad, the motherfucker, I kept hearing him compare himself to. Man, get your motherfucking ass. You know, like a little his head popping up. Get your motherfucking ass back in there.
When I'm talking about Howard Stern, he moved his audience from
Rosenberg.
Charlamagne was competing with at the same time. Let's be honest.
He was Cypher Sounds, Rosenberg.
Come on, bro. Like, come on. Like, my dude, I'll kick them around now. Like, come on. That's what I'm saying. Yo, here's what I'm trying to say.
There you go again. Get your motherfucking ass back in there. Get your motherfucking ass back in there. Every time he pop his little head up trying to compare himself, get your motherfucking ass back in there.
Like, my dude, I'll kick them around now. Like, come on.
Get your motherfucking ass back in there.
Like, my dude, I'll kick them around now. Like, come on.
Get your motherfucking ass back in there.
Like, my dude, I'll kick them around now. Like, come on.
Get your motherfucking ass back in there.
Like, my dude, I'll kick them around now. Like, come on.
Get your motherfucking ass back in there. Now, I won't act like Academics ain't got no market share. Him or Joe Budden can't fuck with me, and they both know that. Trust me. Y'all may not know it now. Some of y'all do. Some of y'all kept the file. Some of y'all is doing the science, and I love y'all for that. But they know they can't fuck with me. They watching right now. Both you niggas know you can't fuck with me. And I say this respectfully, hopefully to my audience it don't come off as cocky, but it's high level competition going on. And these niggas copying me. I'm leading the race. These niggas done run out of these niggas washed up. But get back to academics. Right now today, my numbers are better than DJ Academics on his interviews. Right now today. It's Up There Podcast, and off the record, my numbers are better than his as it pertains to interview drops in regards to podcast. Any appearance he does on his own platform with any of those podcasts, my shit smoking that. I'm damn near doing bigger numbers. I'm right there with Joe Budden. I'm doing 275, 250, 200. Like, the low number be 200. If I see 175 on one of them motherfuckers, I'm saying, damn. Trying to figure out what happened, right? So we're growing expeditiously. And so they can't say all of that shit to me. But when I hear this nigga trying to compare himself to some of the greats, I'm saying they ain't doing the science. Yo, they said I was hating when I went on Brilliant Idiots. Yo, I'm just paying attention to the game. I come from where if you don't pay attention, you lose everything you work for. I know that DJ Academics done had several deals. Got a lot of internet market share that don't translate nowhere. He had several deals. He done lost every jersey he done put on. The boys hip-hop, Trevor Ariza. DJ Academics is hip-hop Trevor Ariza. He can't keep a deal. And he want to get on there and pop all this shit. This is why I'm telling y'all, these labels just dumb and stupid. Don't you niggas think of these labels paying nobody that make no nigga no powerful nigga. They just make them get money from stupid people. These labels dumb and stupid. They all fudging. They don't know where is it at. Whoever they think going, that's where they going. I've never lost a deal. I right now have several deals on the table. Right now, while they saying the game is slow, I got several deals on the table right now today as we speak. I can prove them. Somebody bet me 100K. Any one of you podcast niggas, I can prove I got several deals right now. I'm talking about while I'm in deals. I got people that's sending me offers for things and certain things right now today. And these niggas losing deals and they comparing them to self to people that done maintained on radio waves where the competition is high for 10 or 15 fucking years. Andrew Show sold out Madison Square Garden 2 times. Then why I don't know why they put Academics up there. Well, they need to stop that because unnecessary flattering is satire. And you're dealing with comedians. I say that again. Unnecessary flattering is satire, and you're dealing with comedians. If you run hip-hop, why you can't keep a deal? If you run hip-hop, why you can't move your audience? Why you can't activate a brand? Why you can't activate a product? If you run hip-hop, why you can't show up nowhere but on the internet drama farming? Somebody help me understand, because I put game down. Go check the comments. Go check the fucking comments and watch them young niggas and them old niggas and them young women and them old women in them comments saying, Loon, this is real game. Finally, somebody putting game down. Walk it and talk it. Am the truth. So somebody explain to me why you lose every deal. You know, they say a cowboy ain't a cowboy without his horse. Nah, police ain't a police without his badge. This nigga doing hobo deals every other year. I'm the hobo deal, hobo. Just, hey, we'll work. Nothing substantial comes out of it. Nobody ever reads up. There's nobody that ever says, yo, you got all this traction on the internet. Let's continue to do business. I called it 6 months ago, me and Rory podcast. Go do the files. I said, yo, the Academics deal is over. When I was on Brilliant Idiots, yo, the Academics deal is over. The numbers ain't numbering. He jump off the porch with the Tekashi 6ix9ine and certain shit like that. He ruined all his relationships. Now he's exposing that his brand isn't powerful because what he's doing is he's doing a lot of mid-tier interviews and my numbers is tripling this shit. And then on top of that, he's claiming that you see all of these dudes, they come and sit down with me after they had problems with me. He'll name somebody like the guy from Chicago, light-skinned guy. What's the dude name from Chicago? Vic Mensa. He'll name Vic Mensa and Shy Glizzy. Like, them niggas had to come talk to me. I run this shit. Well, when they came and talked to you, they numbers didn't move. When a nigga go sit with academics, that shit don't go viral. These little clicks and YouTube and TikTok niggas don't take it and make motivational shit out of it like they do my shit and a couple of these other guys in the industry shit. Like, bro, let's keep it real what a value is. I was saying locating value. And I told you niggas that this shit will age perfectly. I was talking about locating value. Now, let's get into this other conversation. Because this is where I think it gets intentionally and it's convenient for him to leave out facts and misunderstand what's being said. Pay attention.
When I'm talking about Howard Stern, he moved his audience from FM AM to all the way to Sirius, right?
We see
also Wendy do it.
Here's
if Charlamagne did it, he would do it to daytime TV or he would do
Here's
it in other realms. Not
daytime.
The same program.
Hold on.
Like, for example, because I know I struggle with that too. That's just reality.
No, bro,
People like, for example, okay, great, I'm lit on YouTube. But then, does it translate to every different medium? It's really hard.
I don't like that he continues to say that. Like, you know, I even struggle with that, and I can't do it. And I know you speak from your perspective, but now you're projecting. Or you don't understand business. And this is what I know about academics. He doesn't understand business, right? You say, Loon, why do you think that? I look at his business now, and I'll give this tidbit of information because to me, it's the obvious. I look at him now and I see him scrambling for deals. I see him scrambling to do all of this other shit. He jump in the podcast and live stream and he won't even take the streams and do them shit. Like, oh my God, it's so much involved. But think about this. If academics had any business sense, do you know where he would have been at if he continued to do the news thing he was doing? These last 3 or 4 years, had he still built out the news element of his show on some TMZ shit with all these trials that was going on, like he just completely dropped the ball. I'm over here podcasting, chasing what these other niggas doing. When you had a complete head start over there, but he doesn't have any business sense. And don't mind me. I'm just somebody that came in the game and got mine off the rip. So don't nobody mind me. If they don't think I know what I'm talking about, don't mind me. But let's get into this Howard Stern point.
Like, I don't think you're giving enough credit to transitioning the audience from one platform to another, meaning radio to YouTube. You have a...
That was natural.
Hold on.
Bro. I'm going to tell you why it was natural.
What's
because
natural mean?
Yo, you
it was natural because it's the reason why I existed.
You're moving a goalpost.
No, I'm not moving a goalpost.
Let me ask a question.
If that was natural, I wouldn't be a thing.
Can I ask a question?
If I had to compete with radio when the audience was only at radio, I wouldn't be a thing.
Can I ask a question?
The audience was already coming here.
Can I ask a question?
That's, by the way, you know why I'm one of the biggest?
It's easy to go internet to internet. No, no. It's hard to go radio to internet.
No.
Is this a button thing? You feel like you got to defend Joe?
It's not top two or three. Well, when it comes to black people, he's top two.
It's top two and he's not two all people.
No, he's top two when it comes to black people because Wendy's always number one for me. He's top three or top five. Nobody gives a fuck about Biden, my nigga. You're bigger, but it's not cultural.
Hold on.
We're talking about cultural.
Okay, name a moment.
When Wendy brought Charlamagne in, it was because Charlamagne himself would never sit on any camera and say that Wendy is the blueprint. I'm telling you this because it's a fact. The only thing with Charlamagne, I would say, is different than the other two people. And by the way, this is rarefied air, so it's not hate.
Charlamagne,
this,
criminally.
Wait. Rarefied air because
of respect.
I'm talking about you got to be able to mobilize and move an audience. If you could tell me, like, Howard Stern moved an audience to fucking Sirius. I seen Wendy moving on into daytime TV. You have to tell me where Charlamagne moved on
to. To me, this point right here has no merit. I look at it and I say, yo, he has selective memory. Or he, again, does not understand the business. And where's my thing at? He keep talking about him moving the audience. Get your ass back down now. Get your bitch ass back down now. Just put this nigga back in his place. What we have here is DJ Academics championing Howard Stern's move to Sirius XM and denouncing Charlamagne's move from radio to YouTube. Just so we're clear. And he continues to talk about moving this audience, because he's basically telling you what I said about him on Brilliant Idiots. yo, the boy can't move an audience, so that's why we don't know if the audience is real.
That's some people at some point, but that speaks to his value in real life. When we deal with him on the internet, I'm almost ready to say it's all cap because I can't see any value in real life.
You heard me speak to, yo, is this just a shadow we're looking at? What is this if they won't move? I spoke to the Twitch deal. Yo, he had a Twitch deal. They took his deal away, and he stayed over there. Why would you pay her for the pool nanny when she give it to you free, right? Just don't make sense. And then I don't really see the impact. Nobody is seeing the impact, right? So here's the trick with business, you guys. To see the real numbers, we get it.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
In the business together, because if I pay you, at least you can do is let me see exactly what's going on. Every single person that goes on the back end with DJ Academics leaves the deal. He is hip-hop Trevor Ariza. I think we failed to mention as well with this Howard Stern and Charlamagne argument that Howard Stern's move was still in the radio ecosystem. So it was from FM and AM to satellite radio. Granted, this was a significant leap, right? It was subscription-based. Free radio to subscription-based. But the audience was already prepared. The listener was already prepared for that kind of content and how to digest it. Now, the move Stern made to me were groundbreaking. I do want to give him credit. These moves were groundbreaking moves. But what Stern does was still, it was still a radio format. It was still a listenership he moved. What Charlamagne done was take listeners and make them open their eyes. What Howard Stern done was like taking the regular Cheetos and throwing Flamin' Hot on them. Right? taking the regular Cheetos and throwing some jalapeno on them. That's what Howard Stern done. What Charlamagne done was, yo, y'all like Cheetos? Wait till you see when I put this cheese on it over here. It was something different. Put it together. Made it a meal. I ain't take, right? This is the difference. If you follow me, I always speak about customer acquisition, not viewer acquisition, because they come and go. I said customer acquisition. This is why my Patreon is catered to in the way it is. That's why I appreciate my people on Patreon. Patreon.com and Sub Their Podcast is because these are my people. These are my supporters. And then all of this rubbish, just like searching for a needle in a haystack. And a lot of these guys just got a lot of haystacks. They don't know what the needles are. And then these companies come because they see the haystacks and they just know it's some needles in there. They know, man, there's some people in there spinning. Then they get in business with them, ain't nobody spinning. But you got people that may got, like me, 200,000-300,000 people and may got 20,000 people that'll move with him. Pay attention.
No, my nigga. It's the same program. People just start consuming.
It's not the same program.
Stop it.
Make people that start, argument. Make that argument why it's the same program.
People start make consuming the Breakfast Club through.
Make the argument why it's the same program.
All right. Well,
how is radio the same as YouTube?
Okay. So let me go on your bullshit point. Okay. So if he moved them to YouTube, then they should go to the YouTube of the other shows that he does.
Yeah. I don't think you've done anything outside of the internet space.
Facts. No. I agree.
So you don't understand the difference between the internet space and the traditional media space. Charlamagne comes from the traditional media space.
Right.
I don't know if you would have the same success going from the unbelievable achievements that you've made on internet to
I agree.
A more watered down platform. Now.
Hold on. I agree so much. That's why I think y'all don't like when I'm pointing the same thing at him.
No, because what we're saying is the opposite. He has the ability to go from the traditional media space where he made the biggest radio show ever. We acknowledge within his generation, yes, the greatest radio host, right? We already acknowledge he's done it the best over here with the handcuffs. And then when you take the handcuffs off on the full unedited interview on YouTube, it becomes hip hop. Media exists on YouTube because of him. Just no, tell me who.
Nigga, Breakfast Club was a byproduct of the internet.
You go to get
the internet change shit, bro.
Here's what you find also with a lot of content creators. They only have one gear. So they don't appreciate what I'm explaining. Not only did the Breakfast Club and Charlamagne have to transition from audio to YouTube, they had to cater the content to the visual consumer. You now have a visual element to consider. Radio, you didn't have to really consider the visual element. Now the questions are different. The setup is different. Now the dynamic is different. Where I see it plays into it, right? Now it's a different skill set. We got to talk to these people 30, 45 minutes. We would just do segments, quick in and outs, in and outs, in and outs, right? If you've never done these things, you really don't have an appreciation for them. This is the conundrum you find yourself in. And so somebody like this guy, it's a reason why he fails every time he goes somewhere, because he take that streaming academics everywhere he go. So he take that streaming academics over the podcast and then it fails. Over the complex, if it's next to Joe Budden, maybe he can balance it out and format it in a way where it works. That's what Joe does good with the people that's over with him. We'll address them in a minute. But he kind of formats that stuff, because if you listen, they'll just be tell you, be like, what the fuck was that? Where they going with that? This is why I'm saying it's rough for niggas to fuck with me. It's rough for them to craft arguments, go into arguments, come out of arguments, go into topics, come out of topics by themselves. They better have 4 or 5 people on the couch. That's the only way you can carry this shit up through the mountain on they end. We're going to see how far I can get with this shit. The mistake a lot of these creators make is they don't cater the content to where they going. Like when you see me do TV, it ain't going to be like my podcast. I ain't going to take the podcast known in the TV. You take elements of it. You don't take this same guy and take him over to TV. It's a different medium.
You're trying to give Breakfast Club credit for creating YouTube in terms of that content.
I didn't
I'm
say
saying
creating
that
YouTube.
They're a byproduct.
See,
they're a byproduct.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
And I'll take credit away from him and say, if the internet wasn't busting the way it was, he wouldn't be as big as he is.
Oh, so if you're taking that credit away, like,
No, you, no, you can't take
that. That's my argument done got to the boy. The boy taking that argument, he can feel it, what I told him about himself.
Wait, no one person said we're going to the internet.
What you're trying to say is there's an appetite for this content.
The only point I said is this. You're trying to say, oh, it's him bringing it to YouTube. I'm telling you that YouTube is inevitable for anything. I am a product. I don't say I create. Like, when people give me credit for being a genius, I said, I'm also the
How many people copy you that don't succeed?
Well, no. But I'm the benefactor of place and time. I was
one
of the first.
How many people copy you that don't succeed? You're right.
But I'm also the benefactor. I am also very honest. I'm the benefactor of being one of the first but and have in you, that can, moment. Have you, hear what I'm trying to say. You have to be able to move an audience if we're talking about Howard Stern. My whole thing is this. If, listen, you keep talking about the internet.
You hating, dog.
I'm hating? If Charlamagne moved the Breakfast Club audience to go watch whatever TV show he got going on, Hell of a Week or anything else, now he did it.
It's unfortunate. I got to get his game to these guys, man. And seemingly, I've been here a short amount of time. There's a difference. And I'm going to give you the game. At some point, you think of moving. Or expanding, right? The shift to YouTube meant for Charlamagne not moving an audience, but expanding an audience. Now he makes Breakfast Club a global product via YouTube. He's reaching a broader demographic than traditional radio could. You gotta remember this move required understanding and leverage the nuances of digital content like viral marketing, engagement with comments, and also being more frequent with content updates. All these things were different as it pertains to we gotta now cater to this new medium. This is not moving an audience. This is expanding the audience. You guys have reached the pinnacle of what you can do as it pertains to drama farming. And it's hard to move bad children. You know, to sell a nigga some bullshit, you gotta kind of bring it to him. You got to give me bullshit real conveniently. If you got that real, nigga, go through hell to come get some of that real. If it's that real shit, nigga, go through hell to come get it. And so they selling bullshit, so they got to bring it to where the people at. They can't say, yo, the real over here, I know where the real at. And it's a line around the corner because they drama farming. And so now you can't move your audience when you drama farming. And this wasn't a move of audience. This was an expansion of audience. And I'll say it again. Howard Stern, again, monumental move. Subscription-based model, moving it over to SiriusXM. I think this was monumental for the space. Legend. However, his audience was already accustomed to an audio-based format. And for me, that's less of a cultural leap. Because when we look at, yo, these people, they ain't even, listen. Think about how you consume radio. Ain't nobody sitting at the computer consuming radio like this right here. Sitting on their phone consuming radio like this right here. Commenting on radio like this right here. A lot of people ain't doing that. You got to take the person from now being a passive listener to an engaged listener. No, you got to take them from being a passive listener to an engaged viewer. That's whatever percentage we'll move from radio. But now we got to expand the audience and start catering to not only the people that listen, but the people that's watching. Come on, man. Come on, man. Who don't know YouTube demand a different engagement strategy than audio listenership? Who don't know that? And again, I recognize the challenges of making people spend money, trust, and believe. I do. That's a move of an audience and getting them to spend something. That's a different conversation. But when we talk about Charlamagne, this is an expansion of audience and it should be viewed as such. Niggas keep talking about moving audience. Dog, when you catch me over here, nigga, I'm not moving my audience. I'm expanding my audience. This is me spreading my wings, nigga. I'm traveling with this game. Nigga, I ain't sitting still with this here. Don't no grass grow under my feet. Nigga, I'm steady moving with this game. And you nigga talking about move your audience. Nigga, I'm expanding audience. By default, some of these folk move with me. I'm expanding audience. I'll show you what to do with it.
But having people watch you on YouTube, my nigga, yo, they watch Charleston White on YouTube. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? You get what I mean? I'm not somebody who thinks that I move people. Do you think I stand out and be like, yo, I move people away from linear or whatever to come to me? I was a benefactor of the times. Play this.
Name another radio show.
If Charlamagne does any other iteration other than The Breakfast Club, and I hate this because it feels like I'm hating, and I'm definitely
not. But you kind of are, because look at it.
I don't think you're acknowledging the ability to take someone from traditional media. What I think you're doing is you're looking at it through
But there hasn't been anything else. The reason why I'm calling bullshit on what you're saying is because this is documented fact.
What
I'm saying is going to be documented fact.
What?
Show me the other radio station that did it.
Go to 2017, 2018. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I don't give myself the credit.
I'm gonna give
you. So if I don't give myself the credit, I can't get them the credit.
But that's your self-loathing.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah. I don't give myself the credit for that.
Self-loathing.
How?
What I'm gonna tell you is you don't.
I was a part of a paradigm shift.
Act. Okay. Yes or no?
I agree with you, and I still look at that, and I'm like, put it like this. Yeah. Just like Charlamagne is number one at radio, but to really be number one, like when I see Howard and even Wendy to a certain extent, I see a number one that it doesn't matter. Like Wendy probably didn't even know she had a YouTube channel. Everything in terms of how I'm like, you know, receiving everything. Like, I don't believe that. I actually love my train of thought, my man.
Whether people decide that you are or you're not.
I'm gonna lie to you, when people keep hyping up the Warren Chirac era of me, I was like, bro, they had no other option. Bro, half the time I didn't know what's going on.
Get your motherfucking ass back in there.
How do you, when people keep hyping up the Warren Chirac era of me, I was like, bro, they had no other option. Bro, half the time I didn't know what's going on.
Get your motherfucking ass back in there. We're gonna move on to another topic, man. So, in closing, I do think that there's room for a discussion on people who benefited from radio stage 4 cancer as it pertains to just having a chokehold on the market. I think that being quick on your feet and adapting to that change was paramount as it pertains to success in that moment. And also, not only shifting, but again, being able to hit that shot. Being able to hit that shot. Creating that shot, but being able to hit that shot once you create it. And I think Breakfast Club hit their shot. As it pertains to a lot of the internet activity that we've seen, I do, and academics does, because he's heard me say it, and as you see, he's adopted it. Go listen to Brilliant Idiots. Everything he's saying about himself is what I said verbatim. Go listen to Brilliant Idiots. He benefits from time and place. That's why nothing translates. Schultz know me. Alex know me. Shout out to Alex Schultz, Akash. I respect those guys. I like those guys. They could have easily said, yo, Lone said this. Or what about Lone? Or why you... Right, they could have asked him, but they didn't want to do him how they do him. This is what I don't really understand about content either, is that Schultz and Alex, y'all know he's sitting there asking y'all about Fresh and Fit and Joe Budden and certain things like that. And so sometimes I wonder about, like, yo, it's clear that what I've said to him has affected him. He's adopted all the talking points, and he's now projecting those on the Charlamagne. He's now saying that Charlamagne can't move an audience. I said on Brilliant Idiots the same thing about him. He lost the Complex deal after Joe Budden left. You lost the Spotify deal. You lost the other Complex deal with the Off the Sticks. I'm just giving you guys facts. You have to watch the game to know what the money is. You lost the Spotify deal. You lost your Twitch deal. Now you're going to lose your Rumble deal. You help me understand what tycoon they think they talking about as it pertains to the business side of it. Drama farming, he got that. Because what I believe and what I was trying to explain to Schultz is I believe there's an element to academics that the audience has, in particular in hip-hop. And I think it's the same aura that a TMZ has, like they say, like a Tasha K has, like they may have the inside scoop. And I think that they sit and they watch for that. They watch for that. And again, granted, that keeps them watching, but I don't think Academics moves inventory. I don't think Academics can move an audience, can create content like that can sustain a deal anyway. It has yet to be seen. To have 5 million followers on Instagram, to have so many views moving around here, there, everywhere, all these different elements you say you got, and to not be able to sustain a deal just speaks to something being off to me. I believe that when you get in the building with these people, they get to see the real numbers. And in seeing the real numbers, they don't see enough value to continue to pay that premium that you have established based on your market visibility, based on how people look at you. But I don't believe the real numbers to be numbering, because these companies want to be in bed with hip hop. They want to be at the forefront of hip hop. And they've given you millions. And if they give you millions and they get behind the scenes and see, oh, this shit is nothing. This a whole bunch of bullshit. This is what I was trying to tell Schultz. Hopefully this don't come off as hate, because it ain't hate. I'm successful. I'm doing well. I make great money. I'm doing fabulous. I can spend any amount of money right now. I'm fabulous. I'm doing well. So I'm not in the situation where I'm a sucker MC. I'm telling niggas to pick the game up I'm putting down. Not only in content, but pay attention to your surroundings in any business you in, because they'll trick you into following the heathens. Meek Mill told niggas don't follow the heathens. These dudes will have you drama farming knowing they can't move the audience with that. With that alone, you cannot move the audience. With just drama farming, you cannot move your audience. I'm giving you that game. Unless they downright fighting, jumping through tables. And then what happened when you get 40? You can guarantee when some of these content niggas get 45 years old, they'll look back and wonder why they back broke early and they shit hurt and they fucked off. It's because, dog, number one, you probably don't take care of yourself. And then number two, you've been smashing yourself through tables for pennies on the dollar. Yo, Instagram, YouTube, and shit, they pay pennies on the dollar. These boys have set themselves on fire for this little shit. And they think I don't see Queens Flip struggling over there. How you gonna Debo Joe Budden and you literally struggling over there to keep your views up? You getting 12,000 and 20,000 not sitting next to Joe. This is with you on camera, with Shampoo on camera, with your whole little setup on camera. You getting 20 and 30,000 views, then you going over there with Joe acting like, I got my own shit, I can do this and that. Do what? When? Show a nigga. Don't tell a nigga. Nah, show a nigga. Don't tell a nigga. Cause look like y'all getting 30,000 views, which is good. But not when you deborn a nigga talking about you want 40,000 a month. We'll talk about that later. Cause I'ma get into Joe Budden in this Dr. Umar Johnson thing. I'ma show y'all some proof that I showed and guaranteed Dr. Umar Johnson that after he sat with me, Joe Budden to come running. I control these niggas. I control these niggas. I guarantee Dr. Umar Johnson, yo, Joe Budden them gonna call you after this. They watching me. They wanna be like me. They wanna be like me. They even referenced the name in the show, but we'll get to that in a minute. Let's listen to a little. Let's move on.
Watch the full video on It's Up There podcast YouTube and exclusives on Patreon. Get there now.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.